This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bihar and West Bengal today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said during his visit to Motihari, Bihar, development works worth 7,200 crore rupees will be dedicated to the nation or their foundation stones would be laid. He said these works cover software technology parks, four new Amrit Bharat trains, road projects and more. He said these projects will open doors of opportunities for the people. Mr. Modi also said that at a program in Durgapur, West Bengal, he will lay the foundation stones for various works and also inaugurate projects worth over 5,000 crore rupees. The projects cover sectors like oil and gas, power, railways, roads. Mr. Modi said that today he will be addressing a rally in Durgapur. The Ministry of External Affairs has said the Nimisha Priya case in Yemen is a sensitive matter and the government of India has been offering all possible assistance in the case. Addressing media in New Delhi, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the local authorities in Yemen have postponed carrying out her sentence scheduled for the 16th of this month. On NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte's statement, the spokesperson said India is closely following the developments. He reiterated that securing the energy needs of the people is the overriding priority for India. Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda has said that the government is working with a holistic approach to provide preventive, promotive and curative health care for a healthier India. Addressing an event in New Delhi, Mr. Nadda said that the government has built a 1.77 lakh Ayushman Arogya Mandirs, which are the first contact of any person with a health institution. He informed that these are not only functioning in cities but also extended to remote areas of the country. He added that all these Ayushman Arogya Mandirs are also equipped with teleconsultancy facilities.
Hum logon ne tay kiya hai ki har vyakti ka 30 saal ki umar mein uska dental checkup, mental checkup, ladies ka cervix cancer, breast cancer, gents ka oral cancer aur iske sath sath hamara diabetes, blood sugar, ye sab cheezon ka checkup hoga. तो इस तरीके से हम लोगों ने 1,77,000 प्रिवेंटिव पार्ट में हेल्थ केयर सिस्टम्स को खड़ा किया है। मैं यहाँ ये भी बताना चाहता हूँ कि मेडिकल इनोवेशंस का हम किस तरीके से उपयोग कर रहे हैं। हम लोगों ने एवरी आयुष्मान आरोग्य मंदिर को टेली कंसल्टेंसी से जोड़ दिया है।
The Election Commission has said that over 7 crore and 8 lakh enumeration forms have been collected in Bihar so far under the Special Intensive Revision SIR initiative. The Commission in a statement said that with just 8 days left and so far 89.7% of the existing electors have given their enumeration form to be included in the draft electoral roll to be published on 1st of next month. It added that any elector can also check the status of their enumeration form either on ECI Net app or on its website. Special camps are also being set up in this regard in all the 5,683 wards of all 261 urban local bodies of Bihar. The National Investigation Agency has arrested two more individuals in connection with the recovery of an improvised explosive device planted by the banned Ulfa terror group. The NIA said that the device was discovered near Dispur Last Gate in Guwahati and was part of a larger conspiracy to carry out multiple blasts in Assam on Independence Day last year. India has achieved a significant milestone by successfully destroying two aerial high-speed unmanned targets at high altitude in Ladakh by Akash Prime, which is the upgraded variant of Akash weapon system for the Indian Army. The weapon system is customized to operate in altitude and above 4,500 meters and has latest upgrades including indigenously developed radio frequency seeker. Army Air Defense and DRDO, in conjunction with defense PSUs, have successfully validated the indigenously designed and developed Akash Prime weapon system. Indian Navy will commission its first indigenous diving support vessel, DSV, INS Nistar, at Vishakhapatnam today. Designed and built indigenously by Hindustan Shipyard Limited at Vishakhapatnam, Nistar represents a major step forward in India's pursuit of Atmanirbharta in defense manufacturing. Sujit Kalkal won the gold medal in the 65kg men's freestyle category at the Polyak Imre and Varga Janos Memorial 2025 wrestling tournament in Budapest, Hungary. The Indian wrestler produced a clinical performance in the final to beat four-time European medalist Ali Rahimzadeh of Azerbaijan 5-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.